Hi, and welcome to SimCast, where we at Senior Insurance Marketing dive into all things insurance. We hope agents can utilize this as another tool to expand their knowledge and better assist their clients. This is Todd Brow with the SimCast, and today I have with me Kim Segerman. She is with Homestead from the Beatrice, Nebraska office, and Kim is the home care consultant. So, Kim, welcome to SimCast, and tell me a little bit about what a home care consultant is.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Todd. Yeah, so I am the home care consultant for our office here in Beatrice, Nebraska. And what my role is to help educate people and meet people and help them find the resources to help get in home care. So to take it step back a little bit, Homestead is non-medical in-home care. And what we do is help safely keep people home, assisting with their cooking, cleaning, light housekeeping, bathing, dressing, grooming, all of the tasks that we need to have completed on a daily basis, but sometimes can be difficult or could be forgotten as we age.
So basically it's being able, and a senior being able to stay in their home longer.
Correct.
That really doesn't need really a lot of medical care. Is that correct?
Correct.
In saying that?
Okay. Correct. So it could be somebody who has lost their driver's license, is no longer able to drive, or maybe they're dealing with, Alzheimer's or dementia or macular degeneration, where they're needing more assistance to stay home.
And usually, you know, like the old adage, home is the best medicine as well. And and also, I could probably foresee your services, you know, relieving family members as well, too. So if they want to take care of mom and dad during the day, and maybe you come in the evenings or weekends, or if they can't be there that day, or if they're two states away, you're there to help them out as well.
Yes, absolutely. Respite care is a huge piece of what we do, especially for those that are even spouses that are dealing with their loved one that has dementia, and they just need a break. They are tired. Family caregivers are widely popular and probably unbeknownst to most of us that how much they are putting forth to help their loved one stay home. And so for them to be able to go out and have coffee with their friends, to go, you know, for a wife to go get her hair done or her nails done, those are things that are still important to her and help recharge her batteries. So when she comes home, she's able to get right back into the daily life, but feel a little bit still herself and not just 100% caregiving.
So in order for Homestead to come into the house and assist, what's kind of the process flow to do that? And
honestly, proactive is always the best approach. Sure. reactive approach is a little bit more stressful. So honestly, step one, I would highly encourage people to educate yourself. What options are out there for you and your loved one? I know we're talking about, this is a nationwide podcast, but you know, for us here, I always say, start with the basics. Come here to my website, homestead.com. And then from there, you can kind of read, this is what they do. This is who they work with. And this is how they could help my parents. Okay, there's step one. From there, make a phone call. Whether it be Homestead or any other, you know, organization that you're looking at, make the phone call and ask the questions. What do you do to help these people? What can I do to help be more successful in keeping them home safely? And then from there, it just continues on the conversation of educating yourself as your parents age or loved ones.
So is there like an application process or an assessment that's done, or what, how does one begin your services?
The next step. Yeah. So basically, it starts with a phone call. So call and then kind of give me the information as to what's going on. Oftentimes then from there, we'll meet at the kitchen table. We'll go to mom and dad's house or to grandma's and sit down and answer their questions too, because this is a big step for them to accept somebody into their home. And from that care consultation, then we'll fill out the necessary get to know you paperwork, you know, all of that sort of stuff, and then set up a plan of care that will keep them there and consistency in keeping people home safe with the same caregivers and the same tasks and the same needs, knowing what those things are communicated well to all of the caregiving staff.
So what's the length of care during the day? Is it like, you know, 24 hours, 12 hours, or what's the time frame?
It just depends on the person. So we are a 24/7 company.
Okay.
And we do have people that do have us come in one-on-one with their family for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, including holidays. And also we're on call 24 hours a day. So for our office in Beatrice, we have one of our office staff is on call at all times to help make sure that there's nothing that arises that is unbeknownst to us or needs to be addressed in a timely manner. Now, some people, maybe they really just want somebody to come and sit and have coffee with them and play cards or drive them to their appointments. So in that instance, they don't need 24/7 care. They don't need 12 hours of care.
Yeah, yeah.
So we do try really hard to coordinate what their care needs are to what works within our schedule. Every office is independently owned and operated and runs a little bit differently, but for our office, we do our scheduling a month in advance. So that way when people are making doctor's appointments or planning, maybe a weekend away or something like that, we can add care in for those special things or adjust things accordingly.
So, also kind of what are the duties, you know, so if you have one of your staff in a home, do they do some cooking and, mm-hmm. and help with the bathing and vacuuming or yep. what's okay?
Every day is different. And yep. that's one thing I really love about what we get to do is every day is different. You have your general tasks that you need to complete. You know, you want to make sure that they've taken their medications. If it's a shower day and they need to take a shower, then we'll make sure that gets completed. Mm-hmm. Making sure that there's food prepared. But you know, today, maybe it's beautiful outside and it's the middle of November, so we're going for a walk outside. But maybe tomorrow will not be the case. So
that's true.
So we're going to do something different. Maybe we're going to get the cards out and play games or maybe they just want to sit and watch a movie and just have somebody there.
Yeah. And so basically just the companionship and, yeah. and having someone in their house to you know, make them feel that, hey, they've got company and mm-hmm. Someone to talk to as well, too. And also, I think, too, you know, probably, you know, to make sure maybe part of your services to make sure that they've taken their meds on yeah. time and
the medication when they should reminders. Too. Yes. Yep. We do not manage meds. We work really closely with local pharmacies or family members to help make sure those meds are managed. But especially as we are aging, we take more medications and, you know, there are those reminders that need to happen and to ensure that they are taking them, whether it be insulin or a blood pressure medicine, or maybe it's a memory medicine, whatever it may be, to make sure that they're taking those meds so that they aren't getting mismanaged.
And so your staff is trained in nurses or just all walks of life that are trained to help seniors out then, or?
Correct.
Okay.
Really, so being non-medical, we don't require any special certification or anything of that sort. We do follow the same rules and regulations as if we were, you know, let's say a facility or things. We do run the background checks and go through drug screening, go through driving records, go through adult protective services, child protective services, the whole kit and caboodle.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, even if I can check every box off that list, but they have a really crummy personality or they aren't bringing joy to those that they're seeing and causing more stress, that may not be something that we want mm-hmm. to come work with our loved ones and our folks.
I can kind of see it as more of an outgoing individual to mm-hmm. kind of be more conversational with the individual and help them out with their daily activities, as well as just kind of being there as someone to talk to as well, too.
Yeah.
So,
well, and too, for as we all know, like everybody moves around more these days. People don't stay in the same community or house they grew up in the way we used to do. So one great benefit that we have implemented is it's called Family Room, and it's through most home and set offices are able to offer this. But it allows the families to get a glimpse into the daily lives of their loved ones without having to call and say, so what did you have for lunch today? So what did you and Johnny do today? Yeah. You know, and asking all of these questions. They can read in there and say, oh, they had meatloaf for lunch and mashed potatoes. It was nice out. They went for a walk around the block and ran into the other neighbor. And then she came home and rested for a half hour while she ran the vacuum and did the dishes. Mm-hmm. And they can read through all of those things and see exactly what went on without having to pick up the phone. But then when they do call, they can say, hey, I heard you had meatloaf. How was that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know, give those conversation triggers for them too.
I call it, instead of being the parent of the parent mode, you're kind of being, you already have that information so you can be more conversational with them instead of being more, being a parent, I guess, too. So, but so anything else that you could tell us about Home Instead and any other services you have or anything else that you can tell us?
Well, I think it's important to know that there are a lot of options out there. And one thing that we do really strive on is the having that connection, you know, bringing the warm introductions. So if we're introducing somebody new to the home, we want to make sure that they're comfortable, not just the care professional, but also that client that we're serving. So we take the time to do those warm introductions, the continuing education on how to work with people that have dementia and Alzheimer's. We already offer and require people to take these classes, but we continue that education because it's constantly changing and there's more information out there. And then on top of that, there's a lot of different outreach programs and other activities that we, like our office, we have our Veterans Day luncheon coming up here in November. And then in December, we'll bring into the community outreach, be a Santa to a senior program. And so there's a lot of moving parts all the time to keep people engaged and active.
So tell me a little bit more about this, be a Santa to a senior. What's that all about?
So that is a community outreach program.
Okay.
What we do is basically bring in a lot of different items, toiletries. This year, our office is focusing heavily on towels and bathware type things that people don't often replace.
Yes.
But we are collecting all of those things in. And then we have a local school that decorates all of the gift bags. And then we work with the high school, a couple different clubs from the high school. They come and help organize all of these gifts and then package them up. But what we do is bring out all of these trees and set them up with other community partners. So again, we're in Beatrice, Nebraska, and we serve 7 counties. So we have trees set up all throughout that area. And there's different Christmas bulbs on there of suggested items. So it might be sugar-free candy. It might be boxed soup mixes that are easy to mix up. It might be toothpaste and toothbrushes, shampoo and lotions, those sorts of things that people can purchase and leave and donate. Of course, there's also the monetary donations, which we then supplement with things that we maybe don't have enough of, or we get that special treat and get gift cards to, I mean, KFC and Dairy Queen are huge.
Yeah.
So we'll use those gift cards to give them that little bit of extra treat so that they can go out and have that favorite meal that they may all often have.
So if someone doesn't live in the 7 counties that you service and, you know, they're in some other states or listeners. So where can they go to maybe get a list of these and maybe make a monetary donation or have, you know, purchase some bath towels and that? Where can we go?
So there's a couple options. There is a website that's called beasantatoasenior.com. And throughout that one, you can put in your zip code and figure out if there's an office close to you that is participating in this. Home Instead is an international company. And in Northern America, there's roughly, I believe last I read was about 1,300 offices. So likely the case somebody is participating close to you. Mm-hmm. However, if they're not, I'll put a plug in for us. homeinstead.com/573 is our website. And on there, you'll be able to find a link to our Amazon wish list, which then allows a donation to be made that way if you were to choose to.
And the donation can be anonymous as well, or as well as they would have their name recognized as well that they've donated that. So
yes.
So this is going on right now as we speak, this campaign. So when does it end, and when do you kind of tell me about the community involvement that you get the community involved and when you get the donations and distribute it and everything?
So most offices are, I'm going to speak on behalf of Beatrice. Because I don't want to speak for everybody else and then be like, they may or may not do it that way. So what we do is we don't just reach out to those that we serve, but we do reach out to the home health companies that we work with. We work with hospice. We work with local churches and organizations and ask them if they know of anybody who is at home that may not otherwise receive a Christmas gift. Some places will just say, you know, there's churches that will say, we just need 5 men and 7 female gifts and we'll get them to the church and then they'll deliver those out to those individuals. And so it allows them to still have that, but not necessarily have their personal information shared out if that's mm-hmm. what they don't want. Sure. And that's fair.
Yeah.
So we work really hard to get the names collected through there. And this is such a community outreach, and it allows us to give back to those that have laid the groundwork to our communities that we serve. And oftentimes, I notice, especially with the kids, you know, like I said, we've got these kindergarten through fifth graders that decorate these bags. Some of them, they write the cutest messages and they'll, you know, like make the little deer handprints on the bags, or maybe they use glitter and draw Christmas trees or whatever it may be. And when you get to deliver that bag to those, the person that's receiving it, the joy on their face speaks volumes, because this is special to them, for them. And so those kids, they don't necessarily get to see that reaction from them, but they get the joy of sharing what Christmas is in their eyes mm-hmm. with the elderly. And then we bring the high school kids in from the different service groups that they have. And it allows them to think outside of their immediate vision tunnel that they have and see the bigger picture of how they can help bring joy to others. And it really is educating, like, don't forget those that, again, have laid this groundwork that you don't see all the time, because we don't see them because they're obviously at home.
Yeah, exactly.
But so often these people are the ones who helped build these service programs into what they are today. Or maybe they were a big donor to the new track at the high school or whatever it may be. And it's important for them to know and see the bigger picture, especially as they're growing into adults. We don't want them to forget.
Yeah. And also carry on the tradition as well, too. Mm-hmm. So, and I bet getting back to those bags that have the handprint of the reindeer and that, yep. I bet those bags don't get thrown away. I bet they're put on a bulletin board and mm-hmm. in the senior's home and everything like that to enjoy throughout the year as well. So it's kind of, with that said, as I look at it, is more of just not just during the holidays, that bag, it's more of a long lasting, mm-hmm. you know, remembrance of when they got that bag yep. as well. So
it shares joy.
Yeah. It's awesome. So you go into homes, you go like into any other places to help seniors, or is it just home visits that you in their homes?
So we work with a lot of different people. There's a lot of moving parts to help people, especially our aging population, safe. So to answer your question directly, no, we don't. We okay. also do work with assisted living or independent living facilities to, especially in transitional care, if somebody had maybe a rotator cuff and they're having surgery recovering mm-hmm. from that, but they need that little bit of extra help. So then we come in and help for that time frame until they're recovered, and then that can be done, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. but they also remember, oh, that's who I had come before. They were fantastic. Now I'm not able to drive, or maybe things are getting difficult. And so that's we're the first phone call they make.
Yeah.
So I think that's also important to remember when we're doing these. So also you've got those that maybe are a very fragile state, mm-hmm. and on hospice, and their family can't be there, but they need that 24-hour mm-hmm. care of somebody there to help them.
Yeah.
And that's where we can step in, and whether it be we're up at 2 o'clock in the morning singing songs, or just sitting there holding their hand while they are, you know, having a moment of pain, mm-hmm. we're there to be with them and help them.
Yeah. So just being there and to, being there as a kind of a companion, so to speak, if I can use that term, just to kind of be there to talk to someone, mm-hmm. and also just be there when they need someone to hold their hand, like I said, if they are in pain or whatever. So that's awesome. That's good. Well, I really appreciate your time today, Kim, on our podcast today. And again, tell us your website again to go to the BSN to a senior.
So our website is homeinstead.com/573. And if anybody has any questions or would like more information, feel free to give me a call. My phone number is 402-228-2080.
And Kim, hey, thanks for taking the time to visit with us today. We could probably go on forever about the Home Instead and also the services that you provide. Again, we're talking with Kim Segerman, the home care consultant with Home Instead from Beatrice, Nebraska. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to tune in next time as we make the senior insurance market simplified.